Hi.
Hello.
I'm Allie.
I'm Hannah.
And you're listening to
What's on your
What's
mind?
on Your Mind?
Yes, you are.
After a long time,
A long
we're
time. We've
back.
both been busy and there have been many things happening and it's been a time.
We're happy to be
Anyway,
back.
we are. Yes, we are happy to be back. And we hope you're happy to be back. Or maybe you were. No, I don't think you were.
I don't know what you were going to say.
Just laughing at things in my own head. I was going to say, or maybe you were quite happy to not have us in your ears. But then I was like, well, no, I guess not, because you do choose to listen to us.
That does tend to be the nature of podcasts.
It does. It's true. We're not forcing ourselves upon you.
No.
No.
But I'm happy to be sitting in the passenger seat. And I don't know what your word is. We don't have a culture corner because this is kind of a last minute.
Oh yeah.
Gosh, we need to get a podcast out, but I think that's okay.
That's
I mean,
okay.
It's
that's
been a
okay.
while. So
honestly, mine can be culture corner anyway.
Wow.
Kind of.
Nice way of spinning it.
Because of something that you can, it's something that you can also do at home. Or at least part of it, maybe not all of it. But it's some you can do some of the stuff that I'm going to tell you about at home, and then it's culture corner.
Amazing. I do want to say before we jump into things, sorry that my microphone was not connected properly last week. So hopefully this week it should be better, but not last week, last time. hopefully this time should be better and there's no problems. Just sorry, my bad.
We always love hearing your voice, whether it's clear or not. I do, anyway. I do.
I'm more just annoyed. It was a
true.
Good episode.
Yeah,
Should have had a
that's
clear
true.
voice.
It's true. It's a shame. But the people have the information.
That's right.
Yes. All right. And are you ready for some more information?
Yeah, give me the information.
Okay. So I went with a word. Well, it's something that I've been feeling kind of recently. I went with the word nippy because it kind of fits in with my kind of running theme.
I don't know if everyone will know what nippy means. Why don't you explain it for some maybe non-native speakers?
Nippy means a little bit cold.
Chilly.
Chilly. Yeah, it means chilly. So I've gone for a cold theme, and I'm going to talk about some winter customs and some kind of dates almost that you can celebrate. I think you've talked about one of these before, maybe, or you've definitely written a blog post about it.
I have. Yeah.
Did you talk about it on the podcast?
I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast, but I written an article.
You have a whole article about it. Yeah. Awesome.
I have articles about almost every winter holiday, I think.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay.
You definitely have the donji. So anyway,
oh, yeah,
but that's not
donji,
the first
donji.
One I want to talk about. Mm. The first one I want to talk about is actually, it's already happened. So sadly, you're going to have to wait quite a while if you want to celebrate this one. But it has already happened. It's called Ipdong. Do you know what Ipdong is?
I don't think so.
Ipdong is when they say the beginning of winter happens. It literally just means the onset of winter.
They do say that, but they don't do anything, do they?
No, they don't do anything these days. They don't do
yeah,
anything
anymore,
these days.
I should say.
No, they don't do anything anymore. So Ipdong is the beginning of winter, and it's marked by a certain longitudinal location of the sun. It was very precise, and I don't think anyone really needs to know.
We don't care.
But it basically tends to fall around the 7th or the 8th of November. This year it was on November 7th, so it's already happened just over 2 weeks ago. They say it happens 2 weeks after, so in the lunar calendar, it's 2 weeks after a date called Sangang, which they say is when the first frost happens, probably not this year, and also 2 weeks before the first snow supposedly happens. So that should be now.
It should snow like now.
Should be now, yeah.
It's
but
too warm.
It's way too warm. Even in the cold parts of the country, it still hasn't snowed even in Gangwon-do
really
or anything yet.
Yeah.
Which is worrying our friend who's bought a season pass for the snows, the ski slopes.
Well, but if, yeah, I mean, they won't, I'm sure they'd refund it if they didn't open, you know, at least part of it.
Right, like that's true. Or like push the date back, like extend the season or something.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they'd probably extend it.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I guess it might even be written in the small print.
Ski on the grass.
You can do that.
That's what they do in, what's that country?
What's what?
What's that country again? I want to say like Finland, but I don't think it's Finland. It's somewhere in Scandinavia.
Oh.
Their mountains aren't high enough. Is Sweden? There's one country in Scandinavia that's like the lowest. It's the lowest country in Europe. And like their mountains aren't tall enough. What is it? Which is weird to think about because it's like Scandinavia. Maybe it's Denmark.
I was just about to say the Netherlands. That's known for being pretty flat.
That's not Scandinavia.
Yeah, right. Maybe no, the Netherlands doesn't even have any mountains.
Don't know. We're not talking about Netherlands. Well, this way, anyway, okay. Sidetrack.
Interesting.
You can ski on grass.
Grass skiing, nice. So yeah, we already said that they don't really do anything for Ipdong in Korea these days. But in the past, farming communities would perform, they perform like, I don't want to say sacrificial rites, but they would perform rites. You know, they would offer rice cakes that had been prepared with freshly harvested grains, like the grains that just harvested. They would offer them at altars that were set up around the house and the farmyard, you know, to bring in good luck and to bring in good fortune for the year that was the winter that was coming, or to give thanks for the harvest, that kind of thing. Some places of the country would do fortune telling, take part in fortune telling practices on Ipdong. So in Chungcheongdo, they had a fortune telling practice to kind of tell what would go on with the barley harvest. So if you pulled a barley plant out of the ground and it had three roots on it, it means you would have a good barley harvest. And the same thing, if that plant had two leaves on it, it looked like scissors, apparently. It's something, the phrase from Chungcheongdo is something to do with scissors on like barley leaves like scissors.
I guess I better figure it out. I live here.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Go and ask a farmer. Two leaves like scissors. That also means a good harvest. Yeah, basically all your neighbors.
Yeah.
But are they barley farmers?
Probably.
True.
I don't know. Maybe.
See that one? See the roots one I understood. I was like, yeah, cool. Okay, you can't see the roots before you pull
it
out.
Groundhog's Day.
But if you pull out a plant that has two leaves on it, you can already see the leaves. So can't you just pick the plant that you want to pull out?
Girl, we have a Groundhog's Day in America. Like, there is no logic or reason.
True.
So I can't even offer an intellectual opinion on this argument because I'll just be thinking about Groundhog Day. But it's cute. Like, way more fun than pulling out barley.
That's true. Have a little, I agree.
Should have a little toad. A little toad come out.
Of a little toad? Oh.
Got cute. Plenty of them around here. Oh my God.
Yeah, you do.
What was I going to say? There's something, I don't know. Continue.
I shall. So on Jeju, they what am I giggling?
I don't know. It just made me laugh.
On Jeju, they had a practice where, well, I say that. It's just about the weather. And it kind of, like, it says it's a fortune-telling practice, but it kind of just makes sense. So if there was cold weather on Ipdong, it meant that there would be a harsh winter with cold weather and strong winds. And, like, yeah, that just, you know, it's the start of winter. And if the first day of winter is cold, then you can probably guess the rest of winter is going to be cold.
It was cold, actually, like, it was cold on the first day of winter this year.
But you're right.
Now it's warm.
Yeah. Indian
it's
summer.
Weird. Yeah. It's weird this year, though. It feels like all over the place.
We've had a long autumn, a really long autumn.
We have.
But autumn started really late. but it's also gone for a lot longer.
Yeah, it has. It's, I mean, freaky. There's still like a bunch of fall leaves as well still.
Yeah, there are. Yeah. And usually they're all gone right now. You know, it's nearly December. Although I guess November is still technically autumn. Like December, December is the first month of winter.
Yeah, it is. December, January, and February.
Right. It'll be really cold soon.
Hmm? So sidetracked.
Yeah.
That was like the most confusing thing to me as a teacher. Like when I was an English teacher,
yeah,
they don't get seasons. Like no matter how many times I taught them, like they didn't understand that they didn't really get the difference between spring and summer. And they like could not get when the seasons were. Like I would say like 3 months per season, but they could never get it. I mean, they were 5 years old, but I thought, but you know, they got so many other things. It was like that one concept.
They definitely
probably because they not
the seasons and what happens in them.
They get that, but they don't understand the like December, January, the February. Timings.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I realized like, it's probably because they've not experienced it enough with a full.
Oh
memory.
Yeah. Right. That's a good point.
Anyway, total sidetrack. I was just kind of like always so frustrated. And then I was like, you know what? I think this is a normal thing. Like,
you've
kids
only been alive
for
4 years, and two of those years you had no idea
their
what
brain
was going on.
Exactly.
Bless them.
Bless their souls.
So the time of Ipdong was when people would start to harvest things. Particularly, it's the time for harvesting white radishes and cabbages, getting ready for...
Mm-hmm. Kimjang.
Yeah, getting ready for Kimjang, which is happening
kimchi
literally right now. And that is the next thing I'm going to tell you guys about, something that you can take part in at home if you want
to. Yeah. Guys, making kimchi is not that scary.
It's not. It's really easy. Although I accidentally made some cucumber kimchi a few weeks ago because I was trying to make a different side dish. And because I didn't think about the fact that I was actually making kimchi instead of the side dish, I didn't store it properly. And it was not good.
Oh, yeah. You have to have an airtight. Like,
it needs to be airtight and you need to get as much air out of it as you can. You got to pack that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did
it's
not.
It's going to be fermented.
So I chucked the whole thing in the bin, the box
Gross.
And all. Box and all. It was all gone. I was really sad because I wanted I didn't want the kimchi. I wanted the side dish.
Blech.
The other side dish that wasn't the non-kimchi side dish.
Go buy one from your local grandma.
A kimchi?
I mean,
or a side dish.
Like if you go any food market in Korea, grandmas sell all their banchan, their side dishes, and they're like so freaking cheap. You can usually get like 3 for 5,000 won.
Right.
You'll support your local grandma. And let's be honest, they're always going to taste better than the ones that we make.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry about your cucumbers, but now you can go buy a better one from a grandma and feel good about yourself.
I was thinking about that when I was in the supermarket earlier. I was looking for kimchi and I couldn't find it. And I was
I
should just go to the market.
Yeah, go to like Mangwon.
Yeah, it's just not close, you know? It's like still half an hour on the subway.
There are closer ones than that. I was just kind of thinking there because they have so many. But
Right, for sure. I mean, Mangwon is a great market to go to.
I think they sell them up in Haebangchang in the five.
Yes, you're right. They do.
In the five.
At the very top. Yeah.
Yeah. Old Woody.
Yeah.
Five way.
It's the crossroads. The five crossroads. That one.
Correct.
Anyway, so still just at the end of the talk about Ipdong. So we're kind of onto Kimjang now, but still to do with Ipdong. That first, you know, the beginning of winter, that first day of winter, they say that if you do your kimjang, if you make your kimchi, either 5 days, like between the time of 5 days before, 5 days after Ipdong, that means that your winter kimchi will be the most delicious of all the kimchi that you'll make in the year, if you make it within 5 days, either side of Ipdong. So I'm sorry, if you've not done your kimjang yet, your winter kimchi is not going to be the most delicious. No, I'm sure it will be great. But maybe that's the grandma's secret.
I mean, all my friends made it Yeah, that weekend.
Yeah.
Mm.
Some of my students have been making it. Well, they made it last weekend. So, you know, I'm sure it will taste nice, but it might not be the best. No, I don't know.
Well, I was like, I don't believe that, but yeah.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. So, Kim Jong, big deal right now. This is the time. Kim Jong, like we said, is what you call the activity of making kimchi. It's not like, you know, you can make kimchi any time of year, but Kim Jong happens at this time of year. It happens in November, early to mid, late November. Kim Jong takes place. And it's actually a UNESCO intangible cultural heritage.
Yeah.
Just a little tidbit
as
there.
As
it should be, exactly. And it can be just a family thing, especially these days. It tends to especially in the big cities too, tends to be more just a, you know, the nuclear family activity. Mm. But in some places, and especially in the past, it was way more of a community activity. Mm. Lots of families and households would do Kimjang together. Kimjang isn't the act of just making like one little pot or little jar of kimchi. It's the act of making huge batches of kimchi that you will then store and you will keep, and they will last you for months. You know, it's getting to the winter. You need food to last you for that time. So that's when they'll make it. It's also because the harvest has happened. You've harvested all of those fresh vegetables, but they're not going to stay fresh for the whole of the winter. So you need to turn it into kimchi. You need to ferment it, and that's how it's going to keep. So Kimjang, it's a massive deal at this time of year, but some people might not realize that preparation for Kimjang actually takes place all year round. Not in such huge, what's the word I want?
Traumatic,
it's not like fashion. You spend entire weekends doing certain things.
No.
But, you know, in the springtime, they say that's when you should collect, like, you know, you should buy in your shrimp, and you should start salting and fermenting your shrimp ready to mix into the paste if you want to make kimchi with the little shrimp in. You don't have to at all, but they say springtime is when that should happen. And then the summertime is when they say you should buy your sea salt in to make the brine. Not sure why exactly in the summer. It must have something to do about salt harvesting. And
yeah, probably something with the mud flats.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Sorry if anyone hears my cat purring. I'm trying to gently push him off the table, but he does not want to
pushed.
Peeping, peeping.
Oh, he heard your voice and he came back. Oh.
Well, we'll just let him
apologize. Everyone should be grateful for Pippin.
So honestly, he's so cute. Anyway, salt. Yeah, probably something to do with the mud flats, and I don't know.
Right, the hot metal drying up. Yeah.
They don't even get salt from mud flats. Right. I don't know why I said that.
But it must be something to do with the hot weather.
Yeah.
But it's so humid here. Anyway, I don't know. But they say that summer is the best time to be buying your sea salt ready to make that brine that you're going to soak your cabbages in. And then the late summer, early autumn, is when you harvest the red chili peppers. And if you walk around residential neighborhoods of Seoul in the late summertime, when it's still hot, but it's not so humid anymore, you'll often see big sheets, like big tarpaulins, outside the front of houses. Sometimes you can see them on balconies or on rooftops, and they're just covered in red chili peppers that people have laid out to dry, that they'll then
not just Seoul, everywhere.
Sorry? Yes, sorry, yeah, I was thinking,
but in if you're in Seoul, they're more likely to be like on the outskirts,
right? And they'll then, you know, grind those dried chili peppers up into a powder to put into their paste.
Have you ever seen that picture of that? It's like from the 90s, I think, or the 80s, of a grandma who like lives in a, like, not a high rise, but like a multi-story apartment building. And she goes out on her rooftop, but not a flat rooftop. At that point, it was like slanted.
Oh,
and she's like on the slanted rooftop in like the middle of Seoul.
Oh my gosh. No, I've not seen
it's
that.
A great picture. I don't even know how I'd Google it, but it's so funny. The dedication. They're so
yeah,
stubborn.
I love that. That's great.
they know what they want. I appreciate it.
Just got to do it. I mean, there are people in my neighborhood, my neighborhood still, who, you know, it's like a road. It's the road where the cars drive and it's the road where the bikes drive, but they'll still lay their chili peppers out on the road.
Yeah.
You just got to drive around it.
Yeah. I mean, back off. It's chili pepper drying season. Okay.
Right, exactly.
You're the one in the wrong.
Yes, right. Okay, they were there first. The peppers were there first.
They're also probably a lot older than you. So, you know, literally, they're here first.
You're going to think I'm kind of nuts if I say this.
Too late, my friend.
I'm just, that's very true. So in the summertime here, when it's not too humid, there are a couple of old men who sleep on the street outside the front of their house instead of sleeping inside. And in my head, I was like, what if they're doing that to secure their spot for the chili peppers?
Wait, they have a house?
Yeah, yeah.
But they sleep outside all night?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, for real. I'll show you next year. Like, I'll take a picture and I'll send it to you. But that's a bit creepy. So I won't.
But it's also like mad wife.
Could be. It could be. But it's those nights where you know that it's super stuffy. And I mean, they're probably.
No, yeah.
They're the people that they tend to live in the half basement houses.
Right, right. No, it does make sense.
Those
actually are
hot and stuffy. And, you know, outside there might be a breeze at night. But they lay down like a picnic mat or a bunch of cardboard. And a little block under their head and just sleep outside under the stars. Amazing. In the middle of Seoul.
Another cat problem. I'm back. I'm here. Back. No, I think, yeah. I mean, I guess I do that in the afternoon too. It is stuffy, man.
Yeah.
Those basement houses too. My friend lives in one and it's like nice, but ooh, it gets hot so fast.
Yeah, right.
No wonder they get so moldy.
Yes, right. It's the ventilation, isn't it? It's awful. But I mean, it could be because they want to make sure they got a spot for their chili peppers.
Yeah, let's say that. Everybody who listening to our podcast, let's spread that rumor. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's try and get it on like
seeing their chili pepper
Korea.net. Something. See how far it can go.
Hashtag chili pepper. Chili
pepper popo. Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Spice up the popo. Spice up your life.
Hashtag.
There's got to be a pun with red hot chili peppers. Like,
red hot chili nappers.
Oh!
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going for? Red hot chili nappers.
I don't know if anyone's seen this show, but I have to make a reference to it because what we just did reminded me so much of it. In that scene in Our Flag Means Death, where he's like, who's that guy? I want him to come into the restaurant. That's me. Exactly what we just did.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was good. Red hot chili nappers.
Red hot
Done.
Chili nappers.
Boom.
Got it. All right.
So that's the end of the episode,
everyone.
Right? We
Instagram,
have all we need.
Twitter, Tumblr. I know Twitter's dying.
Thanks
right
so
now.
Thanks so much for listening,
everywhere.
Guys.
Facebook, we're done.
Thanks so much. See you next. No, I'm joking. Are people like, I'm not on Twitter. Is it because of Elon Musk, like allowing people to like say whatever they want, basically?
Yeah.
Like a bunch of and then they're all like the homophobic.
So he joined... Elon Musk took over Twitter.
He bought it.
Yeah, he bought Twitter. Yeah. And then he introduced the paid for blue check marks, so the verified checks, used to be, you know, issued by Twitter for people of note who, you know, so that you knew that they were a viable source or that was the real person. And then Elon Musk decided to introduce, like, you could pay for them. And then everyone was like, well, it's not going to mean anything now. And so they had to come up with a way so that you could differentiate it. And so that this was just like the first one. And you can go on someone's profile and you can hover over the check mark to see if it was paid for or if it's, you know, an actual verified one.
Okay.
But it's still very kind of confusing. And everyone was like, I'm not going to pay for this, not going to pay for that, blah, blah, blah. And then it turned into people paying for check marks and then imitating people and companies and stuff. And so lots of businesses were very, you know, frustrated with that.
Mm.
And then Elon Musk was like, if you know, impersonation will be, you know, you'll be banned from Twitter, blah, blah, blah. Didn't you see the thing with Doja Cat?
But I'll look it up afterwards. Let's not get sidetracked. I didn't realize it was like a whole blown out thing. So
it's okay. Basically,
everybody go Google
it's like 75% of Twitter employees have either been fired or they've quit. And
yes, I knew about that.
Yeah. So Twitter is like going downhill fast and everyone is jumping ship and finding other places to go. That's basically it.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Yeah. You asked me, you know, I'm not a short storyteller.
I know. I realized as you started, I was like, no. Go back to, no, I don't want to, like, cause I'm sure our viewers all know it. I'm just disconnected. So,
right.
Okay.
That's all right.
Please go back to the story.
Well, I'm over with kimchi. Kim Jong is done. As it should be by this point, or your kimchi is not going to taste nice. No, kidding, again for the third time. but there is something coming up a month from now, less than a month, 29 days from now. The winter solstice we mentioned at the start, and that's called
Dongji,
that's right. Yes, this year Dongji is on December 22nd. It's usually around that time. It is the winter solstice. It's when the night is it's the equal length of the day and the night, right?
Yes.
Yes. That's when they say that the winter will, like, it's when they say winter is, well, the days are going to get longer after the winter solstice. Days are going to get longer after winter solstice. There's going to be more sunshine. Yes.
Say it in a northern accent.
Wait, say what?
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Yeah.
Well, winter's here already. Winter's come.
That was a bit like, that was some like weird Yorkshire, Somerset, hybrid, I don't know.
Winter. I did the R, didn't I?
Yeah, you mean winter.
Winter has come. Winter. Like that was winter has come. And now I'm going Irish. Come Irish.
Work, Gamgee.
Winter's,
yeah,
winter
that was,
has come.
Yeah, that was
winter's
full
come.
Dublin.
Oh, dear. It's all messed up, isn't it?
Just a little trek on the UK. UK. Thank you for that.
I don't even know where I'm going. You're welcome.
Winter.
So the winter solstice. The winter solstice. This year is December 22nd, 3 days before Christmas. It is customary to eat patjuk, which is red bean porridge on Dongji. That's made, that's like a rice porridge made with red beans. And inside it, they put little like chewy rice cakes, little gluttonous rice cakes, like little rice cake balls.
And they put ginkgo nut. Yep. Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet potato, pine nuts.
Yeah. Delicious.
If you go to a good place.
Yes. And red bean porridge is not just to be eaten. So they say that the first bowl of, so families would make a big batch of red bean porridge, and the first bowl should be offered to ancestors on the ancestral shrine in the home, or, you know, a table that's set up for them. And after the ancestors have been served their bowl, other bowls should be placed around the house. little small bowls of the red bean porridge, and that's to ward off negative spirits. Because of the color of the porridge, the red is supposed to ward off those bad spirits. I think I read in your article, some people even throw red beans on the roof of houses.
Yeah, or like outside.
Sprinkle it outside the front door, right? Yeah. In Gyeongsang, I think it is, it was customary to dip a pine branch in red leaf porridge and sprinkle the walls and the door of the house.
Yeah, that's right.
Porridge. But only after all of that's been done, you've fed your ancestors, you've put the ones out to make sure the bad guys don't come. Only then the living people can eat and enjoy their porridge.
As is the case, by the way, with all Korean jesa, so like any kind of ancestral rite, you won't touch the food until you've given your ancestors time to eat it themselves.
That's a very good
just a little
point note to add. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm really grateful. That sounded very sarcastic, but no, I'm actually glad you added that. Thank you.
Screw you.
Wow, that was mean. I need to sprinkle some red bean porridge on my front door so you don't come.
All right.
Okay. I was just going to stay quiet and see how long we were just silent.
No, teach us more about Dongji.
Yes, more about Dongji. So in the past, Dongji, they said, was the resurrection of the sun. You know, it's the sun. The days are going to get longer. The sun's
coming
back. Oh,
yeah, the sun died.
Yes.
No, I'm just sorry. That was the joke that I said too seriously. So like, I don't think people got I realized like people were actually going to believe that.
Oh, no.
Koreans believe the sun died or something.
But that time of year, because the sun was coming back, there was more days of sunlight, more hours of sunlight. They said it was, you know, the sun was being resurrected. But the common folk also had another name for it, and that was Jagun Sol, which means little lunar new year. Sol, like solnal, lunar new year, but Jagun, like small.
Mm-hmm.
So they would often... Usually, in the past, Seolnal wasn't when people would consider themselves a year older. It was often Dongji instead.
Right.
And so there was a saying, just like we still have these days, that, you know, on Lunar New Year, on Seolnal, if you don't eat your rice cake soup, then you won't turn a year older. In the past, they used to say that if you don't eat your red bean porridge, you don't turn a year older.
I still don't really understand that culture, but I mean, the whole like 1 year older.
I know. Well, it's lunar. It's a lunar one.
I think it's
isn't
kind
it?
Of, I mean, I think like, because now it's like you think, oh, I don't want to be older. But I think like in the past, there was a sense of like prestige and like life accomplishments that you wanted to get to.
Oh, definitely. Well, it's like when a baby's born, isn't it? You know, they reach 100 days and that's a huge achievement. Because the first 100 days are really dangerous. And then when a baby gets to the one year old, that's another huge achievement because that first year is such a precarious time for a child. Mm. So, yeah, I would assume it was like a, you know, you turn a year older, you need to make sure that you eat that thing so that you do actually turn a year older because you want to be older because it means right. You're stronger. Yeah.
Our society now is just different.
Yeah, right. So they also said that another name for Dongji, for the winter solstice, was Tiger's Wedding Day. And that's because they said, because, you know, the weather's getting warmer because the sun's coming out a bit more. Because the weather's getting warmer, the tigers start to mate. So they said it was Tiger's Wedding Day. Nice way to put it.
Until they killed all the tigers.
Until they killed them. Yeah, right. Wow, wow. A little bit more than womp womp, but
womp womp.
On Dongji, people used to give gifts of lunar calendars, which apparently people still do. They do give gifts. I mean, it's right before the new calendar year, Gregorian calendar year, even as well. So
I got somebody a calendar that I'm going to give to them around Dongji this year.
Oh, nice!
I got Chris the sexy soul fireman calendar.
You did? Amazing.
Heck yeah, I did. He actually asked for it, but he doesn't realize that I'm gonna give it to him as part of his gift. He was like, I'll pay you back. I'm like, no. Yeah, guys, by the way, go buy the Soul Sexy Fireman calendar because all of the money goes towards burn victims. Woohoo! And yes, they're sexy.
Awesome. It looks really good, actually. I'm side thinking about note. Buying it.
Side interjection there. My bad.
People would also gift each other quilted socks. And they would post amulets on their doors to ward off negative spirits. At Dongji as well, people used to do fortune telling using red bean porridge. So there were, one of the things that they would do was use the rice cake balls in the porridge to guess a baby's sex if there was an expectant mother in the family. So you could do that by grilling or boiling the rice cake ball. And if it stays round, it's a girl. But if it turns more oblong, the baby is a boy.
I wonder why.
Right. Another thing that people would do is look at the weather, as with every holiday. If there was heavy snow and cold weather, it means that the harvest would be good. But if the warm weather, if the weather is warm, it's a bad omen and it means that outbreaks of disease would come. And interestingly, I looked up the Dongji before COVID. And before the Dongji before COVID, the 4 days before that Dongji were very cold. And then the weather for Dongji that year perked up. And then the rest of December that year was colder than the day of Dongji. So I don't know what you want to take from that, but there you go.
I was just thinking today, like, honestly, nobody talks about COVID here anymore.
Right.
But we still have such strict mask rules.
Right.
Like, it really doesn't seem to be like, I feel like it should end. I'm sorry.
Right.
Sorry to those listening who are offended by that, but I'm like, okay, it's time.
Yeah. Like, well, they're discussing ending the mask mandate in the spring, aren't they?
I mean, that's what they said last summer. So I hope so.
I hope they're
actually doing it.
Maybe they're just waiting to get through the winter, you know, that kind of time of
the cold, lots of
colds, the cold season and whatever. So,
right.
Yeah. Cold and flu season. Yeah. All right. There you go. There's some winter customs for you.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, no.
Is that sarcastic? Because
we could have, no, because our recording's going to stop, but we could have wrapped it up, but now we have to start a new recording. That's okay. Anything for our listeners.
Anything for you guys.
I hope you learned something. Very sensual.
It was, wasn't it? Sorry.
Oh, no, don't apologize. Yeah, I did. I don't know what I learned, but I did learn something new.
You learned about the barley.
I did not know that.
Did you know about the rice cake fortune telling?
Nope. And I didn't know about the word for
first day of
winter? Yeah.
What is it? Test.
Ippo is a vase.
Ipdong, yeah. Ipdong. I read somewhere as well that Ipchun is another thing, or it might even be the same thing.
Must be. Chun would be spring.
Ah, yes, Ipchun is in Chinese, first day of spring. No, that's right. Yeah. I was reading articles about Dongji and other winter activities, and Ipchun is obviously the end of the winter, so the start of the spring. Ipchun.
I forgot for a second. My brain was like, duh, that's spring. And then I realized, like, no, that's Chinese for spring. And then I was like, why doesn't she know that? And then I'm like, oh, because it's Chinese. They're funny.
You're funny. You've done that before. Because when we've been talking about, like, how when I've been telling you the ways that I remember Korean words, like for my, when I was studying for my exam, I was like, I remember it because of this. And you say, I remember it because the Chinese for it is this one. And I'm like, yeah.
I think at one point you said a word to me and I said, oh yeah, that makes sense, you know, because of the Chinese. And then I like looked at you and I was like, oh wait, yes, yeah, no.
That's exactly what you said.
I was like, I know what I'm talking about.
That makes sense.
I was like, yeah, no, I get it.
I wish I understood.
Chinese, for those of you who haven't started on a Korean journey yet, knowing Chinese makes it a little easier, not a lot, the grammar is very different, but a lot, I would say like 60% of the words have Chinese origin.
Yeah.
And they're not they always also, exactly they also the
have,
same.
But they do also have Korean versions of Chinese words too. So
yes. Oh yeah. 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 For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess everything at one point was basically a Chinese word. Yeah. Almost everything.
But then also a lot of things these days also have just an English version instead of a Korean version or a Chinese version.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Not well, instead particularly, of, as well as.
Yeah, particularly things that are imported.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Unless you're in North Korea and then you have a Korean word only.
Yeah.
What's the word for ice cream again? I don't remember.
I would guess it's like being something. Autumn.
I think it's autumn something. Wait, ice cream in North
Korea. Are you searching it?
It's yeah, autumn bosungi.
Oh, autumn bosungi. I like that word.
Oh, apparently that's not used anymore. And apparently North Koreans now say autumn gwaja, ice snack. Oh,
ice snack. Cute.
I wonder what they call computer. I used to know this.
It must be a something key, no?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How to say computer in North Korean? It's not coming up right away. Google it yourself. They say electronic computation machine. I can't find the exact word. Oh. But it's funny. I'm sorry. I should say 조선말.
조선말. Yeah, oh, yeah, right. That's what it's called, isn't it?
That's a whole other episode topic.
That actually is.
That would actually be a fun topic.
It would be. It would be good. It would be good.
Well, thanks for feeling nippy, because if you didn't, we wouldn't have gotten that informative session. Oh.
Oh, I heard that one.
Oh, he's talkative today.
He's a yelling.
All I have to do is pretend to grab the vacuum and he runs away. anyway.
Bless him.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And we will see you here next week.
Yeah, we will.
One big pro. I guess every week until the end of the season. So we have 4 episodes left.
Yeah, we do.
Whoop whoop.
Woohoo.
Bring your party clothes, everybody.
Well, I mean, it's also going to be perfect because it's literally 4 weeks until I go home for Christmas, too.
Me too.
You too, yeah.
Finally. Yeah.
Yes, it's been so long.
Grandpa, I know you're listening. I can't wait to see you. You're actually supposed to be calling me right now. Why aren't you calling me? No, I'm joking. Oh, no, wait. He's gonna call
me. My nanny actually just called me. I need to call her back.
My grandpa called me. He was like, I called you at 10. You didn't answer. And I'm like, no, you called me at 11 because we don't turn the clocks.
Oh, yeah.
I always get back.
Yes.
Back, forward. Yeah. So I was like, no, it was 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone who's been trying to contact their friends in Korea, there you go. Okay. Well, Mary is ready for my attention.
Mary is just done. Okay, cool.
All right.
And we are done too. Thank you.
Peace out. Remember, hashtag red hot chili nappas.
Yeah. I've forgotten about it.
Oh, I didn't. I'm going to get tattooed.
You know, I'm like a goldfish. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
We'll see you here again next week.
안녕히 가세요.
Love you. Bye.
사랑해.